Good morning. There is a change in the hymn number this morning. We're going to sing hymn number 187, and we'll sing the first two verses now and the third verse after the prayer. 187. Thursdays, the theme is the Ten Commandments, and our commandment for this morning is the Fourth Commandment. We read these words together with Luther's explanation. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise our parents or superiors, nor provoke them to anger, but honor, serve, obey, love, and esteem them. And now, O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Dear children who have a heavenly Father, and also earthly mother and father. I come from a large family, and I'm the only one of the family who faithfully obeyed our mother and our father, and to this day gives respect to their name. I have in the congregation three brothers this morning, and I'm waiting to see who goes postal first here, right up through the... The fact is that I, together with all of us, need to pray often and long and hard. Remember not the sins of my youth. Instead, remember your loving kindness and remember me for your good name's sake, not for my name's sake. To this day, when the crows gather in my backyard in the ravine and they seem to be coming closer to me, I remember the words of Solomon from Proverbs chapter 31, where he says that the eye that mocks the father and despises obeying his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pluck it out and the young eagles shall eat it. I almost want to wear my protective goggles when it happens, thinking of the sins of my youth. I just read in the obituary this morning that one of my teachers has died. And I remember, yes, the good memories of Mr. Henry Krentz's eighth grade class, but I remember also the way we carried on sometimes, and I remember him saying, "Are you mocking me?" And yes, we were. We said no, but we said no, and he knew we were, and kind Christian man that he was, he let it pass. But the sins of our youth. Are you comfortable around the Ten Commandments? Are you comfortable around the fourth commandment? I'm not, and you're not, according to our old nature. We're not comfortable at all. There are good reasons, I suppose, to remove replicas of the Ten Commandments from our public places, separation of church and state and so forth. But one reason why people want them removed is they're not comfortable around them. The commandments, including the fourth commandment, is a threat. It's a threat to our independence. We don't want authority over us. And it's the same with your old nature and my old nature. We want to be free and independent. And so even as babies, we began to wah-wah when we didn't have it our way, when things weren't delivered on time. And as children, we resented having to live up to certain things and have certain laws put upon us. And as adults, we continue that as we bash our public officials and so forth. We don't want to be restricted by authority, by a policeman, and so forth. We are free and independent, we like to think. That's our old nature. And when we get caught, we know how to shade things to our advantage. Do we always tell the whole truth? When did we tell the whole truth? When our parents asked us where we were before the time when our cell phone could give us away? Did we always tell the truth when we said who we were with or what website we were on or what magazine we were paging through when we said it was Time Magazine or Newsweek or something? It was said of one boy that he was such a good liar to his parents that he could soil his diapers and make them believe that someone else had done it. We're not that polished liars, but we too had our way of shading things to our advantage and not respecting the authority over us. We can understand Alex Rodriguez when he makes his excuses and says, well, back then it was a different culture. It was very loose. I was young, and so we like to be excused. But the commandments are set in stone. They were delivered at that shaking, quaking, fiery, smoky mountain by God himself, written in stone. And if Israel thought that they could get rid of them 40 years later, Moses repeats them again in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5. And they are written in stone yet today. Through the rest of Scripture, we have them before us. The Old Testament says some frightening things about those who do not obey. This is the law of Deuteronomy in chapter 21 about a rebellious son. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they discipline him, will not listen to them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of the city at the gate of the place where he lives, and they shall say to the elders of this city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Aren't you glad you don't live in the old covenant? Aren't you glad that our cities don't have gates where this could take place? But it's what we deserve here on earth, and it's what we deserve our eternal punishment for our lack of keeping this commandment. Over the weekend, there were some fishermen on Lake Erie who ventured out on the lake. They noticed there was a crack in the ice, but they put some pallets and so forth, and about 1,000 of them, I understand, were able to go out on this icy island. Well, then with the mighty crack, the whole thing separated more, and there they were, locked on an island of ice. And it must have come home to them very soon that there's nothing that we on this ice can do to save ourselves. And they were right. There was nothing they could do. One man, I suppose he thought he could swim to shore, got in the water. They pulled him back on the icy island, and he soon died of a heart attack. The others wondered what they could do. Well, help had to come from outside, and it did, as the helicopters lowered baskets and got these people out off of Lake Erie. Such is our case with the Ten Commandments. There we are, burdened down with the guilt that we have accrued against them, and we are sinking, sinking, sinking. Help has to come from outside, and it came from heaven. Our brother, put under the law, look at him in connection with the fourth commandment. As a young child, knowing his parents' sins and frailties, and yet he was obedient unto them, the gospel writer says. Look at him throughout his lifetime, respecting the authorities. He knew that Herod was a fox, and even called him that. He knew Pilate and his sins, and yet he respected the God-given authority of these men. Look at him on the cross, taking care of his mother. John, behold your mother, and behold your son. And so our brother kept the law perfectly for us and freed us of the guilt. And now on the wood of the cross, the fourth commandment has been fulfilled. Set in stone at Mount Sinai, yes, but fulfilled in the wood of the cross for us, so that we are free, now free to serve and obey and hold and love and esteem those over us. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, that you have forgiven the sins of our youth and have adopted us into your family. Through your Son, our brother Jesus, we praise you that you have welcomed us, your prodigal sons and daughters, to your banquet of salvation, where we feast on your blessings while wrapped in our baptisms and the royal robes of him who lived, died, and rose for us. Cause our gratitude to be evident now today in the way that we think, talk, and act. Lead us to bring honor to the name of our earthly families, and especially to our spiritual family name, Christian, so that your name may be glorified in the world even through us. Through our brother and Savior we pray. Amen. Hymn 187, verse 3.